This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Oil changes are just one of the many minor hassles of car ownership, but they're crucial to keeping your car in good shape. Furthermore, if your car carries a warranty, not changing your oil on time and with the proper products could void that warranty. However, experts now say that the standard oil change interval of every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's about 5,000 kilometers, is old news, and that most cars can travel quite a bit farther before needing their oil replaced. If you're changing your oil more frequently than necessary, it won't help your car. It doesn't harm it either, but you're wasting money, time, and resources. After all, throwing away oil that's still usable puts a strain on the environment. There are four main recommended intervals for oil changes based on factors specific to you and your car. Number one, under some circumstances, experts recommend changing your oil every 1,000 miles, that's 1,600 kilometers, or every 6 months. Now, I know, if some experts say that 3,000 miles is too often, why would those same experts recommend intervals of every 1,000 miles? It all depends on your driving habits. If your driving routine consists mostly of trips that are 10 miles or less, you should consider changing your oil more often than every 3,000 miles for two reasons. If you aren't making long trips at high, steady speeds like you would on a highway, then your engine isn't getting hot enough to boil off condensation that can accumulate in the system. That can cause oil to break down faster. Most of the wear and tear on your engine occurs when you're starting your car, and if you aren't driving very far, most of your driving is of the type that's very hard on your engine. More frequent oil changes will help minimize that damage. In short, if you drive your car infrequently, as in much less than the mileage of your recommended service interval, you should still change your oil twice a year, since the oil degrades over time. Interval number two, that old standard 3,000 miles or 5,000 kilometers, or every 3 months. Some car experts suggest that the 3,000-mile interval is really for the benefit of the shops that change the oil, since the more frequently you come in, the more money they make. Still, if you have an older model car that recommends this interval, you're probably better off adhering to it. Meanwhile, most modern car owners' manuals actually recommend longer intervals, every 5,000 to 7,500 miles. That's about 8,000 to 12,000 kilometers. However, some manufacturers recommend you also take your driving style and habits into account. For instance, if your car is fairly new and you usually drive 20 minutes or more and achieve fairly steady speeds, as opposed to stop-and-go traffic the entire drive, you are a prime candidate for less frequent oil changes. However, if your car is older, it's best to stick with the manufacturer's recommended maintenance schedule. In some cases, experts recommend going as long as 10,000 to 15,000 miles, that's 16,000 to 24,000 kilometers, or every 6 months. That's in cases where your car's manufacturer recommends synthetic oil, or if you decide to make the switch. Though synthetic oil is much more expensive than regular oil, it has more benefits. It's better for the environment and can perform better than regular oil. That's because synthetic oil doesn't break down like regular oil. Synthetic oil can also withstand more extreme temperatures. It won't break down in a hot engine or during hot weather. In winter, synthetic oil can resist the effects of cold, which means it'll start flowing as soon as you start your car. Opinions differ, though, about whether upgrading is worth it. While some experts suggest doing it in most circumstances, Consumer Reports says that, generally, you shouldn't switch to synthetic if your car doesn't need it. If you frequently tow heavy loads, synthetic oil can help ease the extra strain on your engine. If you own a model known to be prone to sludge issues, that is, when your engine gets clogged with the residue of degraded oil, synthetic can help alleviate those problems and prolong the life of your engine. It's best to keep track of the miles you drive between oil changes, though some cars make this easier with a dashboard indicator that tells you it's time to head to the shop, as part of what's called an oil life monitoring system. These systems track your mileage and also use data from your driving that's analyzed by your car's computer to determine when your car needs an oil change. When the light illuminates, it's best to get the oil changed as soon as possible, but it's not necessarily urgent. If your car has an oil life monitoring system, note that this light is different than your oil pressure light, which illuminates on your dash if your car's oil isn't flowing properly due to low level, a failing oil pump, a leak in the system, or some other issue. Check your owner's manual to learn the difference between the two dash lights, because if the oil pressure light comes on, you need to stop driving as soon as possible to avoid engine damage. Get in the habit of checking your oil at least once a month to ensure your car's not leaking or burning oil. If the level is low, add oil. A good oil should be a transparent brown-black color. If the oil is murky or opaque, it might be time for a change. And if it's milky, your engine may be leaking coolant. However, if your car has one of the aforementioned oil monitoring systems, you might not have a dipstick to check the oil with. The moral of the story here is that if you don't know how often to change your oil or how to check it between oil changes, consult your owner's manual. These habits will help ensure the longevity of your engine. Today's episode was written by Charisse Threewitt and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other high-performing topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.